Any successful plan requires wisdom and preparation, and retirement is no different. It's time for the Plan Wise Retire Free podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome into another edition of Plan Wise Retire Free. Thanks for checking out our podcast here as we talk about investing, finance, and retirement with Jude Wilson and Mike Mott, usually here with us, having a good time sharing their information throughout the Florida area. If you got questions or concerns anytime, you should know what to do by now. But if you don't, give them a call at 800-779-4592 before you ever take any action. Always check with a qualified professional like Jude and Mike. 800-779-4592. They are holistic wealth managers and are here to serve the area. Guys, welcome in. Jude, how are you, buddy?
Man, I'm incredible today. I'm excited.
I like incredible. Mike, how are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic. Fresh back from the Georgia mountains where it was cool.
Nice. Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm excited
as well.
Less
humidity than in Florida, right?
Yeah, right. Oh, exactly. A lot less humidity. Well, listen, I'm excited too because we have a special guest this week. We have the author of The Bucket Plan here with us, Jason Smith. Jason, welcome into the program. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Looking forward to having this conversation. And Jude, I'm going to once again relinquish my interview duties over to you and let you talk with us today about what's, some questions you guys have for Jason. So take it away, my friend.
You know, Mark, I don't know if I could do as well of a job as you do, but I'm going to give it my best shot.
I think you'll be fine. Take it away.
All right. We are very fortunate to have a good friend of mine that I've known for a lot of years, Jason Smith, on the podcast today. For those of you who are not familiar with Jason, he wears a lot of different hats, and I don't know how he keeps it all together, but he is a financial planner and owns his own financial planning firm, the J.L. Smith Group. He's also the chairman of Prosperity Capital and Clarity to Prosperity. And besides all of that, he is a well-known author of the book that we use a lot in our practice called The Bucket Plan Book. Now, those are just his professional accolades. He's also a husband and a father. And with that said, I'm going to ask Jason to fill in the gaps of what I may have forgot. But Jason, tell us a little bit about yourself and thank you for joining the program today.
Oh, thanks. No, Jude, you're good. Two sets of twins. That's the fun part, right? I got 2-year-old twins and 4-year-old twins. So we got a busy household, my wife and I, for sure.
And I've seen the kids before. They're beautiful. You are definitely a lucky man to have a gorgeous wife who's giving you beautiful kids.
Right. So in the spare time, I write books in my sleep. That's what I like to do. I see clients during the day, take care of the kids at night, and then when I'm sleeping, write books.
Well, you have inspired us. I had the good fortune of meeting Jason probably 7 years ago at an Ed Slott conference. And those that follow the show know that we talk about Ed Slott quite a bit. Ed is the IRA guru. And he's got his PBS special, but also Ed teaches financial advisors the things that they need to know about IRAs. And so I met Jason at that IRA meeting and was just so impressed with the things that he was doing in his firm and how he was taking care of clients. So I basically became a Jason disciple, if you will. Mike, how did you meet Jason?
Same way. I was in an Ed Slott conference and there was this guy up there talking about C2P. And at first I actually resisted him a little bit until I got to really know him. And really, he's a fantastic guy. And the other part is once we began to meet some of the other people in the C2P, Clarity to Prosperity, I was convinced that it was a great group and what they were doing was exactly what I thought should be happening. And so I was just really pleased to be able to get to meet Jason.
Hey, Jason, are you going to be able to get into your house today? Is your head going to be just too big to walk in the door?
No, you know what? I am. I'm really grateful because you guys, you know, you're really the type of advisor that people are, you know, proud to be able to be affiliated with. And we can move on from all this going back and forth. But I mean, if you think about it, that's why I love Ed Slott. And I've been in that group for 11 years is they're the cream of the crop, right? I mean, they're top advisors that are dedicated to education. And that's why we hit it off and we get along so well. And so many of the advisors that we all work together in Ed Slott. And then what Ed Slott brings on the tax side, we try to bring on the financial planning side. And as you guys know, the whole premise around the bucket plan, which is the planning process we follow, is all about simplifying financial planning because it empowers people to make better decisions with their money. When we can simplify it and make it clear and easy for them to understand, you know, it just empowers them to make better decisions. When we can complicate it too, Jude, you know, as you know, no decision is a decision. And so too often as advisors, I know what I've done in my past is I learned so much, then I'm so eager to share it with my clients and prospective clients that I can overcomplicate things. And so what we strive to always do is keep it as simple as we can to give people that clarity.
Well, you walked right into the first question, and you're right. We should kind of ask you some questions so the audience could get to know you and your philosophy a little bit better. What inspired you to write the book?
So the bucket plan book, you know, I'll never forget the moment this happened because I had taken, you know, a husband and wife through the planning process. And, you know, imagine sitting there, and I'm sitting there with, I'll, you know, use a different name to protect the names, just like I did in the book. But I'm sitting there with Irene, and it's 3 days after her husband just passed away. And less than a year before, we went through and put a comprehensive financial plan in place with encompassing the tax and the Social Security and, you know, just what was going to happen if one of them passed away. I mean, every angle was covered. Everything was organized, just like you guys do. And so all the I's were dotted, T's were crossed. But at the end of the day, she was pretty shaken. He unexpectedly and suddenly passed away. And it's 3 days later, and she just needed that clarity. Normally, we wouldn't meet so quickly. And three days after the service, just to be clear. And so we're sitting down, and she's, you know, she needed reinforcement of what we did, you know, because we hadn't reviewed the plan. And probably about 9 months was when we completed it, 9 to 10 months. And so I went through the plan, showed her her bucket plan, how we had the assets structured, the fact that she had enough money to live the rest of her life the way she was accustomed to and not worry about money. Mortgage would be paid off. All the income needs would be taken care of. And so I kind of laid it all out up on the dry erase board and talked her through it. And, you know, she looked down at the table and there was like an extended moment of silence. And she looked up and there were tears going down her face. And she said, Jason, I'm going to be okay, aren't I? And, you know, I said, yeah, you're going to be okay. And she stood up and she gave me like this big bear hug. And I'll never forget how that felt. And right after that, I said, you know what? I got to get this information out to as many people as I can, because this process is something that a lot of other people need to have in place, a good, sound financial plan. But ultimately, that's what inspired me to write the book.
You know, sometimes when people hear the bucket plan, and especially when they talk to financial advisors, they think it's just about investing. Jason, tell us how the bucket plan not only deals with investments, but it also deals with the other areas of financial planning.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. So first of all, there's a philosophy of bucketing your money. And so the philosophy of bucketing, or the bucket plan, it's a simple 3-bucket approach: now, soon, and later. So first you have to start with the philosophy of segmenting your money into different blocks of money or buckets of money. And based on the time horizon of when you need to access the money and the purpose of the money is how you're going to make better decisions on those 3 buckets of money. So the now bucket, safe and liquid money. That's typically your money in the bank. That's the money that, you know, everybody has a magic number, a certain amount of money they can put their head on the pillow at night and sleep soundly if that money's there. So first we have to establish that. People will call it an emergency or a comfort fund. We also want to make sure any planned expenses are set aside. So from there, it's only 2 more buckets, right? A simple 2-bucket approach. We got our now bucket established. Now there's a soon and a later. The soon bucket is that money you may need to access sooner rather than later for income or withdrawals, typically in retirement. And so we want to be more conservative with this money, but we want it to grow. We want it to grow to outpace inflation, but we don't want it to have the full swings of the market if we have another big market correction. So now if we have a now and a soon bucket established, we have the confidence to invest the rest of the money in the later bucket, where we bought a time horizon to be able to afford the ups and downs and the volatility in the market. So now that we establish those three buckets as the philosophy we're going to build things around, what we need to do is we need to look at, you know, the insurance, the taxes, the legal planning, Social Security optimization, Medicare in retirement. What are those costs going to be? What are the opportunities to reduce tax liability, to reduce exposure to a catastrophic health event or gaps in our coverage? You know, to reduce exposure to not having the right legal documents in place and causing an undue burden on our surviving spouse or our family if something were to happen to us. So what we all live and breathe by, Mike and Jude, and I mean, and what we all do as advisors is it's really holistic planning. So we build a financial planning, a holistic planning process around the philosophy of segmenting your money into the three buckets based on the purpose and the time horizon of the money.
I mean, that's perfect. That's exactly what we try to accomplish here at the firm. And I've heard so many times clients tell us, will ask us after we've gone over the bucket several times and they've come in for an annual review. Now they're starting to use our terminology. They'll say, how's my soon bucket doing? Or how's my later bucket doing? Because the plan itself is, like you said, taking the complicated and making it simple. And so they start to believe in the terminology and believe the philosophy. One other question that I had for you, Jason, is oftentimes we're using the bucket plan for people who are in retirement or about to retire. Is the bucket plan solely for retirees?
Yeah, that is such a common question. And so, and I'm glad you asked it, Jude, because that's a misconception, because a lot of the articles and things you can read out there on bucketing is it's solely for distribution planning in retirement. And it's not that. What it is it's an asset positioning philosophy that we're doing a financial plan or doing financial planning built around it. And so everyone should really have the three buckets, because the now bucket is going to give you that peace of mind. And it's everybody should have an emergency fund and have that money set aside to give them that sleep insurance and that peace of mind, or that they lose their job or something happens and they need that emergency fund, they have it set aside. But then from there, you know, there's money if you're younger and maybe you're looking to buy a house, or you're looking to put kids through college because you're more in that age range like I am now. You know, there's still short-term money that you want to take a more conservative approach on. Or if you're a ways out from being 59 and a half, when you can access your qualified money, your IRAs and 401ks and 403bs and thrift savings plan, depending on what programs you're in, you know, you can't really access that money efficiently until you're 59 and a half. So you have this gap of time until you're 59 and a half that you need a soon bucket for, the middle bucket, to be able to access those funds without undue taxes or penalties. And so if you're younger and still working, you still want to segment your money into now, soon, and later into three buckets to make better decisions around how that money is invested and what it's invested in. And then ultimately, everybody should have a financial plan. Everybody should be looking at, you know, what legal documents, what insurance they have in place, what investment vehicles, type of portfolios that they're using, and having all of that coordinated regardless of what your age is.
Well, really good information here on the podcast this week. We certainly hope that you're enjoying your time with our special guest, Jason Smith, author of The Bucket Plan. And what we're going to do is we're turning this into a two-part series here on PlanWise Retire Free. So if you would like to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast if you have not yet by going to PlanWiseRetireFreePodcast.com. That is PlanWiseRetireFreePodcast.com. And hit the subscribe button on whatever platform of choice it is that you enjoy, and whether it's Apple or Google or whatever the case is. And if you do, go ahead and reach out. Let them know you'd like to get a copy of Jason's book. We have a limited amount of books to give away, but we'll certainly do that for folks who reach out and call Jude and Mike at 800-779-4592. That's 800-779-4592 for your copy of The Bucket Plan with Jason Smith. And with that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign off for us. And like I said, make sure you tune back in next week, or next issue, I should say, of the podcast, where we're going to continue on with Jason. We got some really great content coming down the way. So subscribe to us and tune back in for that next podcast. This has been an episode of Plan Wise Retire Free. For Jude, Mike, and Jason, I'll say goodbye this week, and we'll see you next time here on the program.
The preceding program is sponsored by Jude Wilson and Mike Mott, which is solely responsible for its content.